Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget avec un nouvel épisode d'À table Kitchen Conversations. Aujourd'hui, on rencontre John Rivera, l'un des chefs derrière Cariton Sorbetes, un glacier de Melbourne. Là-bas, vous ne trouverez pas de simples glaces au chocolat ou à la vanille, mais plutôt des saveurs des Philippines comme l'ubé et le leche flan. Quand les chefs John Rivera et Min Duong ont lancé Cariton Sorbetes durant le second confinement de 2020 à Melbourne, c'était en partie pour se tenir occupé et en partie pour pouvoir sortir de la maison. Mais leur gelato au saveur des Philippines a eu tellement de succès qu'au début de 2022, ils ont laissé tomber la livraison à domicile et ont ouvert leur premier comptoir à Footscray. John Rivera nous explique pourquoi ils ont choisi ce quartier.
So Min grew up in Sunshine. I grew up in Hoppers Crossing, Tiny area. And Footscray was always the place where you get your Asian vegetables. And I guess back then when we were both growing up, Footscray had a bad reputation. You know, you don't go there past a certain time of night. But now it's really starting to become a really cool and hip place. You know, our generation's kind of taking over and creating a much better just place to live and place to work. We're super connected to Footscray as well because we used to play futsal there. We used to eat, we used to eat pho there every morning. The West has always had a bit of a reputation that we're just the working class. We are destined to work in factories just to be manual labor and, you know, just kind of work a 9-to-5 and that's it, kind of like blue collar stuff. And that's completely changed. I think there's a lot of great young professionals, great young creatives, really talented people in the West that's making it really interesting. You know, what we love about Footscray is raw. It's rough around the edges. There's no hiding behind pretense or there's no hiding behind like niceties. You know, we're from the West. We're a bit rough around the edges. We want to do it for our people.
Les deux chefs proposent une douzaine de saveurs de glace et gelati en rotation, en plus de nouveaux spéciaux à chaque semaine.
There's four flavors that we know we can't take off or we will run out of business. That's the ubé, the coconut pandan, the mango float, and the cheese, the queso. I think those four will stay on forever, or else we'll have people picketing outside the door, asking us, you know, why. But for everything else, you know, it kind of just comes down to maybe we just get bored of a flavor or like, for example, like in the autumn or like right now, like the sour sop is getting really, really good. We might bring the sour sop gelato back for, you know, the season.
Leur saveur signature est l'ubé alaya, un gelato fait avec l'ubé, ce légume racine mauve éclatant. À travers le gelato, on retrouve de la confiture d'ubé, des mûres confites et du lait de coco caramélisé.
We have people walking into the shop asking for 5 liters at a time. Now we're definitely known for the purple stuff. And, you know, like non-Filipinos will come in or like Australians would come in and be like, I want the purple one. Without actually knowing what it is, but they'll have it, which is amazing. It's a great icebreaker.
Rivera et Duong préfèrent offrir un nombre limité de saveurs pour s'assurer que leurs créations soient les plus fraîches possibles.
We believe that freshly churned gelato is freshly churned ice cream is one of the best experiences you can have in terms of dessert. So for us, having 32 flavors at one time just doesn't make sense. Like, you know, you don't know when that vanilla was made. We started with our all-star lineup, I guess, with our most popular flavors from lockdown. And then as we go along, we'll bring in a few new things and just keep things interesting.
Toutes les glaces et gélatines de Cariton Sorbetes sont faites avec les produits laitiers renommés de Gippsland Jersey.
A, it's a really great product. We were very surprised when we made our first batch, how much more creamier and richer it was. It comes down to great milk. What I really value about them is, you know, we pay a little bit, to be honest with you, we pay a bit more per liter with them. But what I really appreciate of what they do is that A, they're local, and B, they take care of the farmers.
Si la saveur ubé alaya est la plus populaire, les deux chefs ont leur propre favorite.
It's hard to pick, because it's like picking your favorite child. but if there was a favorite child, I would probably say that the mango float is my favorite. For me, it's got everything that I look for in an ice cream. It's more of like a dessert, I guess. You know, you have your creamy milk gelato with your really light and refreshing mango sorbet. And then it's got, you know, this jammy texture from the dried mango jam and the crunchy, salty, savory element from the biscuits. Now, when you have all of that in your mouth, it feels so complete. I also love the fruit shake too. I think it's completely underrated. It's amazingly light. It's refreshing, but it's satisfying at the same time. And it's great to almost have one of those richer gelatos and those lighter sorbets all together, you know, together in one cup.
Depuis l'ouverture du comptoir, les saveurs des Philippines sont toujours mises de l'avant, mais Rivera et Duong explorent également d'autres saveurs d'Asie et du reste du monde.
We couldn't pigeonhole ourselves moving forward into just one, like we couldn't just be like the ones that do the Filipino flavors. And I guess that also comes down to mine and Min's ambition. You know, we have a lot, you know, we have a lot of accumulated skill and creativity. And I guess quirkiness, like one of the things that we want to put on next is like chicken and waffles. Well, I want to. Min kind of looked at me like, what? Are you serious? We'll always fall back to us being Filipino inspired. Essentially now what we're looking at is like, let's show the world what a couple of guys from that grew up in the western suburbs can do.
Le premier comptoir remporte un grand succès depuis son ouverture en janvier dernier. Et John Rivera et Min Duong commencent déjà à penser à de prochains comptoirs à Melbourne et Sydney.
We've almost pinpointed at the moment right now either Box Hill, Doncaster or Glen Waverley as our next location, you know, somewhere in the east. Once again, with a predominantly Asian demographic within the area. So I think that'll be perfect for Melbourne. One in the west, one in the east, to service those two sides of the city. But we have, you know, big ambitions to also hopefully take the business to Sydney. Parramatta's booming right now. And once again, there's a lot of young Asians there who love food, who love all these experiences. And, you know, that's one of the challenges that's on our long-term plan.
Mais pour le moment, vous pouvez retrouver Cariton Sorbetes au 50 Leeds Street à Footscray. Ils sont ouverts du mercredi au dimanche.